GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Pretty good music, some Sam Spence NFL Films music from the heyday of that in the 70s. That seemed like appropriate music to bring in our next guest, Ricky Cobb, of whom I'm a tremendous fan. His website, I mean, it's not easy. And whatever, how many characters do you get on Twitter? I forgot what it is. What is it, 212, 140? I don't know, 240? I thought you can get the expanded one for 240, whatever. But whatever it is, he makes me laugh out loud at least a half a dozen times a week with these super 70s sports updates. And I'll give you another bit of news. My colleague on the U of L broadcasts, Paul Rogers, is an equally big fan. We don't text back and forth that much, but when we frequently do, it's often to point out a super 70s sports thing of just perfect beauty. And so here he is, the guy behind that website, Ricky Cobb, a Louisville native, and U of L. You went to U of L? Do I have that information right?
I probably should agree there. Originally down the road a little bit from Horse Cave, Kentucky.
Ah, okay. But you are a Cardinal. That's the big thing. That's all people here will care about. So
that's right. I am in fact a Cardinal. So
how many years have you been doing this that I just didn't get wind of it until about a year ago? How long has this gone on?
I've been at it for about 7.5 years.
Wow.
Now. Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I've got to ask you, some of the things I could see are not particularly hard to find, but some of the pictures that you dig up, I say to myself, he must spend his whole day, I don't know, where are you getting the pictures? Digging through the internet? But some of these things are not commonly found on the internet or on Twitter or anywhere else. Where are you finding all these things?
I'm wasting my life, Bob. That's basically what's happening. I found a way to actually make a living finding weird stuff on the internet. So, it's all out there. People, I think, sometimes think that I have some special portal to the photos and oddball stuff that the rest of us don't, but it's really just a matter of rolling up your sleeves and getting in there. I always tell people I probably have the strangest, most off-putting, non-pornographic browser history of anybody in America.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, as I said, in fairness, if you are easily offended by the F-bomb particularly, you shouldn't go to his site. So, but that doesn't bother me at all. So, but this is one, and there's a lot of wisdom in your site also. You've got a picture here of, I mean, I hope the people listening even know who it is, a guy named George Burns. And this is the one you put up yesterday, I guess. And it says, when I was a kid, somehow every other comic who was popular in the 1930s was still popular on TV. All the truck and time. Other people my age will confirm this to be fact. You've got, that's absolutely the truth. I mean, Jack Benny, George Burns, they were the hottest radio comics of 40 years ago, and they were still on TV all the time in the 70s. So I'm not sure why that is. I'm not even sure that's bad, but that's the truth. So that's right on the money. So
yeah, it's probably good, but we'll see what's happening around 2060. I got a feeling that the shelf life of today's comics probably isn't going to be as long as Bob Hope and those guys.
No, not Bob Hope. I'd forgotten him. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. As much as he makes me laugh like crazy, and Nick's a huge fan, I'm not sure they're going to be trotting out Dave Chappelle's stuff in 2060. Maybe they will. I don't know. We'll find out. But
Dave's going to be lucky if they trot it out in 2025. Well, that's great. Our culture's going,
It's probably true. I don't, to be serious for a minute, and that's one of the things I think that is different, very different, and it's going to sound like a, hey, kids, get off my lawn, but there was a certain sense of, if you had a platform to try and say something that would, be celebrated by somebody, appreciated by somebody, as you said, maybe stand the test of time. That's not even remotely the case now. Forget about standing the test of time, and it's about, just saying something snarky and finding something sarcastic to say. And I don't know. I think something's lost in that. I mean, maybe it's a matter of the culture. I was thinking about this the other day, and you'd be a good person to talk to about this. Every generation thinks their music was great. That's fine, and so. I when I was a kid and rock and roll music came in, and my parents probably didn't love it, although they were pretty tolerant of stuff. But I mean, it wasn't their music, so that's fine. And now I got to admit, I'm not a big hip hop guy. I'm just not. It's not like I'm value judging it, but I'm just not. But it seems like all of the quote unquote young music always has a sense of edge and urgency to it. And when you get older, as I am, I like to find, lyrics that are lasting. Like I'll find a Tony Bennett song. I'll find September of My Years, and you could read that like a poem, and it's important. I don't know. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
Not at all. I am the big 50.
Okay, so you're a little younger than I am, but do you see that way? Is it something as you get older, or what is it about that exactly?
Well, the thing that I... you're right. It is generational, and it's kind of comical to me to imagine playing the tape forward and imagining what the current generation of young folks are going to be like when they get to be our age. I'm just imagining some 50-year-old guy, down the road saying, would you turn off that noise and put on some real music like Justin Bieber? is that what it is? Because the music today, I don't know. It's definitely not Tony Bennett level. And I'm sure that the history of the world has been guys our age, struggling to understand whatever's going on with the kids coming behind us. But I do think there's a lot of truth in what you've said.
This is really funny. Super 70s Sports is where you can find it on Twitter. And I'm catching up with some I missed. And there's one, this is just recent, just 4 hours ago. It's a picture of Philadelphia Phillies. Who is that? Is that Luzinski? I'm not sure who that is. But
John Kruk.
John Kruk, of course. How could I forget that? The ESPN guy. He's standing there in one of those old-fashioned helmets without the ear flaps. And he's a big, chunky guy. And he's got the particular hairstyle. And the caption, there's wisdom in this. Baseball needs more fat guys with mullets in nacho helmets. Because that's about the only way we'd recognize what that helmet is. And you go to the ballpark and they serve you an extra large size of nachos in that. That's pretty good. I like that. That is spot on. So
Bob, there's no effective counter-argument to that.
It's a truth.
There just isn't. It's just objectively true on its face.
It's a truism that cannot be denied, and there's very few places left in our culture that are like that. So you got to keep bringing it to the table. Did you ever have a stretch where you said, "Damn, I think I'm running out of stuff"?
Oh God, that started about 6.5 years ago, probably. but what I realized is there's always something else. The bag of nostalgia is, at some point in time, you've got to empty it. But thankfully, I'm working with material that is pretty abundant. And it's not just the 70s. I'll take on the 80s and the 90s and the 60s. It's really whatever is whatever's funny and whatever I think is going to resonate with my audience, I'll do some topical stuff. But I always tell people that, you know, the spine of the Twitter feed is the 70s and sports. Mm-hmm. Any day that you follow the feed, I'm going to be a little bit all over the place.
Yep, like our show.
Yeah. You know, you're going to get a lot of sports. You're going to get a lot of 70s. And you're going to get a lot of other stuff too. So it's kind of an attitude. It's probably more of a mentality than anything at this point.
This one from just about 15 minutes ago is a picture of Bill Walton holding the ball over his head. He's obviously getting ready to pass it somewhere, and he's in his kind of freaky looking best. He's got his headband bandana on and long hair in the back and a big caveman kind of beard. Your captions, the little taglines at the end are what really bring it home, really take it over the goal line. As he was about to inbound, Bill Walton was struck with the thought, what if we're the aliens, and got a five-second violation. The five-second violation is what brings it home. That would be, because it's the juxtaposition, I guess, with the absurd and the logical. So it's pretty good. Before you got into this, were you interested in being a comedy writer or anything? Or what piqued your interest in this?
You know, Bob, that's a great question. I got into education as my day job. I've been a college professor for nearly 20 years.
Wow.
And it's been, you know, a great career, and I think I'm close to making my exit now. I thought I would do that until they gave me the gold watch or the, you know, kick in the butt or whatever you get after you do that for 30 years, but who knew that tweeting crap about dumb stuff was actually worth more than your degrees and your education? So that probably says something interesting about our society. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think the genesis of it was I was just looking for an outlet to be creative. I'm always the guy that's, you know, cracking a few jokes here and there, and just humor's been a huge part of my life. And I think, you know, in a parallel universe, I probably got into comedy professionally in my early 20s, and I'm probably dead of a cocaine overdose in that universe. So maybe this is the way that it was supposed to be. You know, I'm a little bit wiser, and maybe a little bit more in a position to appreciate what's happening.
Well, when you got 569,000 followers, I guess you can monetize that. So that's nice. Plus, you also have, and I think this is very cool, is a website, Super 70s. Don't forget the S after 70. So it's Super 70s. Super 70s Sports Store. There's a lot of double S's in that. There, it's like a website tongue twister, but you can find it. And he's got really cool stuff here. He's got Super 70s originals, sports stuff, stuff from movies, stuff from TV, basketball featuring the ABA, which is very popular here, football featuring the WFL, college towns, Nick hockey featuring the WHA, soccer featuring the NASL. I got to go find me a New York Cosmos t-shirt. There it is right there. Defunct companies. I'm digging that. There's Burger Chef, Eastern Airlines, American Motors, Columbia House. Do you have to get copyright releases for those, by the way? How's that work?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you work through the proper channels, and some things are not necessarily in that category. But for things that are, you do. And that the store has been probably, you know, one of my favorite things about this. And I look at it as tweets you can wear, and I would encourage people to check it out. You know, it's something that has a lot of, you know, I would say shirts that you're not going to find just everywhere. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's safe to say. No question. It's a very cool one on college towns, and that's right. And a bunch of, you know, again, you're very, it's an homage of some sort, I think, which I like. But it's also, you know, having fun with this. You got a shirt and a hat with the Big 8 logo on. And the Big 8 hasn't existed for I don't know how many years, but it did exist. And there's a lot of people that probably remember it fondly. And there's a shirt and a hat for that. Again, it's Super 70sportsstore.com. And there's a very cool little code right there. If you use USA5 at checkout, you get $5 off every shirt and hat with no limit. So it's off every one. So it's not just one. You get $5 across the board, and you can save yourself some money there. Where do you get the, are you the designer of the shirts too? Are these your ideas, or people coming to you with them?
Typically, they're done in-house between myself and some guys that I work with on the t-shirt side of things. So I have a couple of dudes. Shout out to Ron and Ryan, my guys. So, you know, we're putting our heads together and trying to come up with ideas and concepts and designs that we think will resonate with the audience. And so, you know, I always tell people, if you go to the store, I can't promise you're going to buy something, but my goal is to tempt the hell out of it.
I was going to say, you definitely will be. There's Kentucky Colonels t-shirts here, the original logo. This one I'm really liking. I've never seen this. It's called the Kentucky Colonels Bucket Tee. It's a series of three red, white, and blue ABA balls that are, you know, kind of indicating the arc of the ball into an actual KFC bucket, where it says Kentucky Colonels, and then there's a drawing of the Kentucky Colonel on the side of it. That's a very cool one. And as I said, they've got other ABA, old ABA franchises, the Dallas Chaparrals, and then of course the original logo for the Colonels is on there as a shirt. Very, very cool. Yeah, you can not only do some damage here, but there's a lot of people I know I could pick up some stuff here for gifts. They would appreciate that, though. So that's very cool.
You know, Father's Day's coming up. I'm just saying for your listeners there.
It's just as a public service. Reminding them, yes, where we are in the calendar. So that's good. What do you teach, if you don't mind me asking them? That I'm particularly curious of.
Sociology.
Well, that would make sense. No, I'll buy that.
So, yeah you know, I think some of the things that have gone into that being my career, and maybe even that being my interest in terms of what I wanted to teach, because I knew I wanted to teach before I knew what I wanted to teach. Mm-hmm. And I thought sociology is the kind of thing that I probably won't get tired of, because I did have the foresight to look ahead and say, you know, how am I going to feel about whatever I'm teaching when I've given that lecture for 10 years? And society, for good or for bad, you know, depending on the case, is always changing and evolving, and there's always curious things going on. And so I think having an eye for the absurd, you know, works both as a college professor, and it definitely works for comedy, probably even better for comedy.
Ricky Cobb, who is the man behind Super 70 Sports on Twitter, which is a source of never-ending comedy for me. My son, my producer, says, ask if he has a favorite tweet he's proud of, or is there a character he loves to post the most about? I would assume Raleigh Fingers would be in that discussion.
Raleigh Fingers is on the short list, for sure. There's certain guys, you know, whether it's sports figures or whether it's celebrities, there's certain folks that, you know, if I'm having a fallow period creatively,
right,
which happens, because I'm tweeting probably 25 times a day on average, Bob. So it's like being a pitcher. Some days you get up and everything is working and you're in the seventh inning with a shutout, and, you know, it's easy peasy. And then there's other days that it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't think of anything funny. So there's certain guys that I know I can go to probably jumpstart myself. So, you know, one of my favorites is Larry Bird.
Oh, okay.
You can never go wrong with Larry Bird. You know, I love Larry Bird as a basketball player, and I love Larry Bird as an idea. On every level, Larry Bird works for Twitter. It's 280 characters, by the way.
Oh, 280. There we go. All right.
To call back to that. But Larry Bird's a favorite. The tweet, you know, I don't know if it's my best tweet, but the tweet that did the most for me in terms of advancing Super 70 Sports and getting people to be more aware of it was the one from about, gosh, probably about 5 years ago now. Howard Cosell, Bruce Jenner, and O.J. Simpson setting a lot, you know, Howard flanked on either side by Jenner and OJ. And I think it was the 1977 Battle of the Network Stars. And someone sent me the photo. And, you know, wow. You know, you know when you see the photo. You know, with some tweets you can take an ordinary photo and you can make a great tweet by writing a great caption.
Right, right.
Other photos speak for themselves so well just upon seeing it that the only thing I have to concern myself with is just not stepping on it. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I had a great one there, and I think the caption that I came up with was, "Ladies and gentlemen, I've looked into the future, and you're not going to believe this." SH exclamation point. And that ended up getting like 50,000 retweets, and you know, kind of got out there and became memed, and I still see it getting circulated around in one form or another. And so I tell people that tweeting is, you know, it's kind of like songwriting, I think, in a certain sense. You're trying to have as many hits as you can.
Right.
You know, there's only so many that are going to be number one records. And that tweet, you know, I think it was from 2017. That tweet is my Hey Jude. So I that's the one that I've got to top one day. So not easy to do, but I get up every day and I give it my best.
You it just goes on and on. It's hilarious. And I mean, I'm looking at some here that I'm you know, I got to see this guy play a lot, so I like it. It's Super 70s Sports. Fran Tarkenton passed for 47,003 yards while playing 14 game seasons in an era where you could gleefully murder the quarterback and his receivers. Let me pull out my NFL passing yard and inflation calculator and see what that would be worth today. And you said, yeah, I get infinity yards. But what made me laugh is the line, you could gleefully murder the quarterback and his receivers. And yet he hardly ever missed a game, Tarkenton. It was unbelievable. It's just, there's some great stories. And in a comedic way, you bring back memories of some of those guys and you appreciate how good they are. Like, here's one. I mean, and I loved Mickey Mantle, so if anything, I should be offended at this, but it's true. He's standing next to Ted Williams, and the caption is, number one, is, you know, obviously he's implying Ted talking. "I flew 39 combat missions," and underneath it, "I drank 39 beers last night." That's so sad about Mickey, but that is kind of unfortunate.
And I love Mickey Mantle, too. You know, I mean, that's the thing, and I think occasionally, you know, it's surprising that I don't offend more people than I do. But I think for folks that follow the feed for a while, they get tuned in to what I'm doing. And I'd like to think that it's good-hearted. And, you know, it comes from it's a very tongue-in-cheek thing.
Exactly.
I mean,
yes.
You know, Mickey Mantle is one of my all-time favorite ball players. And, you know, I have a world of respect for the guy. But, you know, it's like you kind of said earlier, sometimes things are funny because they're true, or there's enough of a kernel of a truth in it that it just registers with you, right? So that's one of those cases. I think I may have offended Martina Navratilova last week, but you know, you can't win them all. I had posted, I'd said that, you know, Martina Navratilova is one of the all-time greatest Wimbledon legends, and I posted it with a photo of Wayne Gretzky from about 1984.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you got to take that with a grain of salt, Martina. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, you know, the Wayne was the target of the joke, not Martina.
Yeah, know, I know. That's the point. But yeah, still, it implies that, you know, that she looked a lot like a male hockey player. I'm sure it wasn't particularly flattering for her either. But it was funny. Oh, my God. I'm scrolling through, and there's somebody I missed that I'm enjoying the hell out of this now. "Some men are lovers. Some men are fighters. writers. A chosen few can do it all. I don't think I have to tell you which category this sweet bastard is in. It's from the boxing. Which is that? Which boxing game was that? It's Don
Mike Tyson
Don Tyson. Flamenco, yeah. Boxing, where he's got a T-shirt for him. It's a T-shirt for the guy. That's it. Mike Tyson.
You had to knock out. Yeah.
No, he was good. He could fight. I never got near that far, so I wouldn't know. I didn't know why he was so good. So, anyway, a continued success. Don't have your creativity dry up. Enjoy however much longer you keep teaching, and we will be following with great glee. So keep it up, and thanks. Hopefully, come back and visit with us again, Ricky. Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, would be my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on, and I got to tell you, your brother, my all-time favorite basketball coach.
No, that's
hands down.
Very kind. I appreciate that. Very nice. Thanks again, Rick.
Take care. Thank you.
Ricky Cobb, the website. It's a website, I guess, but it's a Twitter. Rick, Super 70s Sports. And check out the store. He's not kidding. You may not buy anything, but boy, you'll be awfully tempted.
What should I get you?
Oh, man. You know. There's so many on there. There's one that's a great one. I don't get me this because I wouldn't want it, but there's one that's a picture of a tennis ball, basically, and then John McEnroe's in the middle of it, and the caption underneath it is, "You cannot be serious."
Nice.
It's gotten a lot of mileage.
You should get that for Drew. He's our resident
tennis
guy.
That's true. There's one of the very famous picture in Augusta in 1986 when Jack Nicklaus is making that putt, and it's the one where
he's got the little,
and he throws the putter. He doesn't throw it, but he lifts the putter.
Yeah,
in the
he's
air.
Got the little sword almost. Yeah,
and that's they did a shirt
that
for that.
Pretty
that's pretty cool. But I'm telling you, the ABA ones are priceless.
An account for you to follow that is not sports,
okay.
But it's like it's. I think it's called Old School 80s.
No, I can.
Oh, okay, and, it's kind of in that ilk.
Is it funny? It's got to be funny.
It's just got all this random 80s knowledge that you forgot about that you probably didn't know or didn't want to know, but I'm like it just tells you all this random stuff about music and films
from the
80s.
What's it called again?
I think it's called Super 80s. Let me look it up real quick. But it's a really good Twitter account. I always just type in 80s on my search bar to find it. Old School 80s. Yep, Old School 80s.
There you go.
Let's take a couple.
It's got 220,000 followers.
I know we have the UofL basketball press conference coming up at 3 over. Is that going to be on both, Pat, or is that just on 93.9? Okay,
yep.
We're taking that on both airways. Very nice there. It was interesting. In the little walk-up before we got Ricky on, as I was talking to him, I told him I was such a big fan. He said that meant a lot because, you know, my generation, I was born 20 years after, you know, the heyday of a lot of his source material, so. He appreciated that. That was a lot of fun. That was Pops. Shout out to you. Quarterback that.
It was worth it. I was determined. I wanted to talk to the guy. Yeah, this Old School 80s would be great for We Want to Know Wednesday because it's just a bunch of information. It's not necessarily funny.
A bunch of 80s facts?
Like I said, just a bunch of stuff.
Oh,
I don't know if you wanted to know, but now you know.
I like to know stuff. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Nick. Thanks to you for listening. Unless you know something I don't, I'll be with you tomorrow.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.